Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Kelly Kerr, the new CFO of Mega West Energy. And the company trades on the bulletin board. The ticker symbol is MGWSF. And Mega West Energy is an independent oil and gas company specializing in non-conventional oil and gas projects with a focus on North America heavy oil. Thanks for taking the time to join us today there, Kelly.
Thanks, Juan. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great. Now, start off by talking about the some of the company's key projects and operations, including Martin River and Grassy Creek in Missouri, which are the flagships.
Yeah, that's where most of the development money has been spent in the company. Earlier on, the company bought assets in five states, including Missouri, Kansas being the first development area, Arkansas, Texas, and Montana. And the prime focus of the company is to use the technology that the principals of the company have learned here for development of heavy oil using cyclic steam injection and other heating methods. So the essence of it is they apply a technology to heat up the rock so that the heavy oil will more easily flow through the rock to a wellbore where it can be produced. And the two main projects right now that are being operated are both in Missouri, right on the border between Missouri and Kansas. And there are about 47 wells producing in the Marmaton River project, and another bunch of wells that have just been started injecting steam in the Grassy area as well. Current production right now, when we restarted these projects, I'll back up a little bit. The projects were shut in December and January when the crude oil price hit $35 a barrel. And that's after having a peak of $147 a barrel about 6 months previous to that. So you can imagine that with a relatively high-cost production company, when the prices drop that much, all of a sudden you start losing money very quickly. And the company took some very prudent steps to shut in the properties, stop spending money on exploration costs, that sort of thing, reduce their staffing here in Calgary and in the field, and chose to kind of just sit back and wait for a better day, which the company decided arrived at the end of August this year. So with that, they hired some more staff down in the States and started injecting steam on August 29th. And so far on the Marmaton project, production is about 60 barrels a day at present. So it's come back very quickly. And the expectation is that over the next number of months, we'll be able to fairly dramatically increase that oil production on that particular property. And on the Grassy property as well, steam was started to inject very shortly after that, and we're just waiting to get a response now on the oil production. So that's basically what the company's doing right now.
Great, and it's also important to note that about a month and a half ago, the company received an enterprise zone tax credit from the state of Missouri of over $150,000, based on providing jobs for residents of Missouri. And so can you talk to us a little bit about some of the market trends right now, Kelly, and heavy oil, and how well positioned Mega West is to capitalize on them? On some of the trends.
Well, what we're seeing here is the price of oil has bounced off the bottom, which was, as I mentioned earlier, the $35 a barrel. And as you're likely aware, when markets swing, they tend to overswing in one direction and then overswing in the other. So when we had the price at $147 a barrel, it was probably much too high. Should have probably been more in the $90 to $110 a barrel range. And then when it corrected, because of the involvement of the speculative funds that buy oil and gas futures, it corrected very heavily back down to the $35 level, which was probably a bit of an overcorrection as well. So what we're seeing right now is the price seems to be stabilizing in the quite happy with. The internal estimate here for making money on this project is about $45 to $50 a barrel on the West Texas side. And when the company sells its oil, it receives about 80% of that West Texas price. So in order for these properties to be profitable, we need to see a $45 to $50-plus dollar oil price. And right now, with the price in the $75 to $80 range, it's looking very good.
Well, great. And now, I know you just took over last week as a CFO, but what are some of the things that you see that makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, Juan, that's just a great question, and it probably leads to why did I join this company.
Right, exactly.
I've been involved in numerous other small junior exploration companies, and one of the things that really appealed to me was the way in which the company's been managed during this very difficult downturn that the oil patch has seen in the last year, going from the $147 barrel environment for oil and $11 or $12 per MCF for gas down to where it is right now in the $4 range for gas and bouncing off $35 for oil and back up to the $80 range. What I saw was a company that was willing to make difficult decisions to make sure it was a survivor. And there's an awful lot of companies in Calgary right now that are significantly levered with lots of bank debt and faced with some very difficult decisions on that front because the banks are either calling their loans or putting a lot of pressure on them to reduce their lending values. And this company has no debt. And in a time when other companies have been unable to raise money, Mega West has been successful in raising some money through a joint venture / preferred share a deal with a private fund out of New York. And to me, this just told me lots about the management team and their ability to get out there and get the job done. So that was one of the main reasons why I joined and one of the main reasons why I think Mega West is different from other companies because they're not hamstrung by a bunch of debt. They've got money in the bank. And I guess one of the biggest things is that they've got a very, very large land position in this core Marmaton grassy area where it is all prone for this heavy oil, and their technology can be staged and grown in a stepwise manner. I don't remember the investor that said it, but the quote is, if you find something you do well, do it well and then multiply it, and that's exactly what the opportunity is here.
Great, and yeah, that agreement was with Iroquois Capital Opportunity Fund, and over a month ago now.
Correct.
I was reading an article in CFO, and so can you talk about some of the difficult challenges still facing CFOs, and what are some of your specific strategies for overcoming them?
Well, speaking purely about CFOs here in Calgary, because that's my experience. But
yeah, well, of course.
What most of the guys are facing in the industry right now is very, very tight capital markets.
Uh-huh.
They've certainly loosened up since January of this year, but they're still very tight. Investors are being, I think, kind of choosy about who they put their money with. They want to make sure that there's an excellent management team that really know what they're doing. They want to make sure the company isn't hamstrung with a lot of debt and that they have some good projects to put their money into. And so as far as my strategy right now, I believe this company has an excellent management team. All of the guys here are experts in steam-assisted heavy oil production, coming from companies like Murphy Oil here in Calgary that was a very successful heavy oil company, and from Petrovera, which was also a very successful heavy oil company. So these guys know how to do it. They're technically very sound. And the company does have a bit of money right now. We'll likely have to raise more in the future, but that's kind of what happens with scalable projects. And they're not hamstrung by a bunch of debt. So that's the model that we're carrying forward here and the message that we're telling.
Good. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Kelly.
Sure. I'm a bit long in the tooth now. I'm 2 years old now. My kids are all start to call me an old man, but that's the way it goes, I guess. Started out my career in the banking business, doing commercial lending with the Bank of Montreal. And I've had a bit of variation throughout. Articled for my CA designation with KPMG. And the year that I was to write my final exam for my CA, I got a job opportunity which was very difficult to refuse. I joined a little company called Deep Basin Energy as their controller and CFO at triple the salary I was making with the CA firm. And never did get to the point of writing my final exam because the company was so busy they just couldn't do without me at that point. And so ultimately I ended up taking over as the president of Deep Basin Energy, and this is back in the early 90s, and built the company up to about 700 barrels a day and ultimately sold it. So it was a successful transaction. The shareholders were all quite happy, and after that, I ended up joining a small boutique institutional brokerage firm here in Calgary called Rogers and Partners Securities, and I did a bunch of corporate finance work for them over the next 4 years. And then after that, I went back to the other side. We sort of called the brokerage business the dark side at that time, but right now I'm sort of on the production side and have been ever since. I joined a little company called TriQuest Energy, which traded on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and built that company up to about 2,000 barrels a day along with a team of other guys. I was the CFO, and we sold it to Bonavista Energy Trust in 1994, in early 1994. Subsequent to that, I joined a very successful company called Innova Exploration, which was probably so far the best deal I've been involved in. Innova was a company that was specializing in the Bakken play in southeast Saskatchewan, and we built the company up to about 4,300 barrels a day, at which point we sold it to Crescent Point Energy Trust, and it was a deal that was worth $400 million, and the stock was $7.55 a share on closing of that deal. So the vast majority of all the shareholders made out very well on that deal. And then subsequent to that, I was with Action Energy, a small company in Calgary, one of which ended up being quite heavily levered with bank debt and has recently had a bunch of difficulty. And I left that company early in the summer this year and took the summer off, and have been very fortunate to meet Bill Thornton and the rest of the guys here, and just joined here last week.
Great, and yeah, I remember we interviewed you back in your Action Energy days, and
oh, right, yes.
So, in terms of what are some of the specific milestones and goals that the company has to that you hope to accomplish for the company over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, my understanding, based on speaking with the guys here, one of the first targets and goals is to establish robust commercial production from the Marmaton field in Missouri, and a bunch of us are heading down there tomorrow to have a look at things and see how it's going. We're very pleased with the restart that happened in August. And so once we get that working properly, get all the bugs worked out of that, then the next step is to basically multiply that by creating additional projects in that same area, and gradually build the production up. It probably won't be all that gradual, but build the areas up gradually. The production comes on fairly quickly, approximately 2 months to get initial production on a field. So the hope is to build this company up to a very significant production level in the 6,000 to 8,000 barrels a day within the next 3 to 5 years, which I think if you look at other junior companies in our space, that is very rapid growth. Milestones along the way are going to involve financing in some fashion. Obviously, we're going to be having cash flow once we get the production stabilized. And part of that financing will likely be in the form of some bank debt, but we're going to be pretty conservative about that.
Great. And maybe this is a tough question to answer since you know, you've just been with the company for a week, but
we'll see.
Just based on what you know, do you think that investors right now understand the general message and direction of MegaWest?
Well, like you said, I've only been here for a week, and I've certainly spoken with a number of investors so far. My understanding and my knowledge tells me that the investors really don't understand what's going on in the company, mainly because the company basically shut in the winter and has just restarted operations. So that's part of the reason why I was hired, was to come in and help speak with the investors and let the technical guys do their job.
Right, exactly.
And so one of my objectives over the next 6 months is going to be to try and get the message out about what we're doing. And obviously we want to see a little bit more success in the field before we start getting out too much and telling the story. We don't
exactly
want to be viewed as being overly promotional.
Right, exactly. Makes sense. So once again, joining us today is Kelly Kerr, the new CFO of MegaWest Energy. Once again, trading on the bulletin board, ticker symbol is MGWSF, and currently trading slightly north of 7 cents a share. And so before we conclude, Kelly, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why you believe that investors should consider MegaWest Energy as a good long-term investment opportunity?
One of the main reasons why I personally invest in companies is usually when the story isn't well known and they have a good story. And so getting back to some of the things I said earlier, these guys, the management team that were in existence before me, demonstrated some real toughness when they shut everything in and made the loss, preserved the value of the company. And that's one reason. The other reason is because this company has a large land base, so it's virtually like a startup, only you're getting it for a price, because most startups are in the 10 to 20 to even dollar a share range. So right now it's selling for 7 cents a share. And what you're getting when you buy those shares is a very large land position that's all prospective for this technology that the company's bringing to the table. Excuse me. And so I think that's one of the big takeaways here, is that there's a lot of potential upside here for production growth and cash flow in this company. And you know, the main reason for any company, anyone to buy shares in any company, is profit. So I think there's great potential for profit in the relatively near future.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continue to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on some of your upcoming progress here over the next few months. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors and to introduce yourself to our investors today.
Well, thanks a lot, Juan. I appreciated the opportunity.
Anytime, Kelly.